Blog Talk Radio.
We are Sex Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I hear a voice here, a male voice here, the tremor of cold, the feminine undertone, reaching my threshold, staring at the streets of the blind. My body's stupid, stereo putrid, spewing out music, in the road to it, reaching my threshold, staring at the streets of the blind.
When he does that little Michael Cera, when he's playing the guitar, he does this little hop thing where he looks like he's gonna collapse. I love it. Did you know that's actually him playing the guitar? That they, the rest of them, they had to learn to play their instruments, but he actually played so well they had, they tell him he had to dumb it down a little bit so that he didn't sound so much better than they did.
So I didn't know that. That's cool.
He's flipping awesome.
Way to go, geek. Yo.
He would just eat a sandwich. Michael, sandwich and haircut would be good for me. Just one sandwich. I don't want you. You don't need to bulk up too much. It actually looks good on you thin. And throw a little jacket on so you can add a little extra bulk there. I'm good. I'm good with it. Throw you some glasses on, some geeky glasses. I'm all over you. I'm hanging on you like a bad necklace. Just
like a bad necklace.
Yes, a bad necklace. A very bad necklace. Rare. Okay, good morning. You're listening to Lunch with Ginger and Corey. In case you have no idea where you are and you came in on my bed.
I don't know where I'm at.
Here, take this pill. You'll be all right.
Hi.
We are here every day at 11 a.m. I was about to say p.m. 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. We've been confused about time since yesterday. We were.
I know. We've been so off. I mean, cause, like, the whole end of last week was just, like, crazy. And then the beginning of this week was all crazy.
Man, it's one of those weeks. That flipping Microsoft did it to us.
They did. They ruined it. Microsoft, you're so full of fail, you ruined the whole week.
You ruined it, Microsoft. You ruined it.
How dare you?
You ruined it. You ruined the precious Microsoft. Okay.
Well, good morning, folks. Good morning.
There is so much goodness. By the way, did you finish your sparkly skirt last night?
I did, and it is absolutely adorable and cute.
I was going to come in there and peep out your skirt and everything, and next thing I know, it was like 3 in the morning, so I got up and started doing something else, because, you know how I roll.
It's absolutely cute. Yeah, I've got it all set up. It's so cute. It's I even made shoes to match. Which were totally inspired by some that we saw on
Pixanista
a couple weeks ago. So.
Oh, no. You remind me. Have you seen the baby shoes there on the marketplace that you can buy? The mesh ones? You know, builders. I'm talking about builders ones, not that are just made. But, you know, builders, the baby shoes. Have you seen those?
I think I've got those.
Well, then share, damn it. I'll buy you out. I'll buy half of it from you. How much it costs? I'll give you half on it.
I don't know. I think about 500 linden a piece.
Oh, no, those aren't the same shoes then. These were like 150. Where you buy your shoes at?
Which ones have you been buying?
I'll show you the store later. See, I told you. You taught me and then you turned me loose and now I'm all up in the back.
Yeah, because I haven't seen those.
Because
I've been buying from A-Bar, and A-Bar is between like 800 and 500 linden a piece.
Why are you spending that? Oh, no, ma'am. Let me get you some links after the show. No.
I don't buy them often, but...
But see, for that price, you could get two or three things and have a whole bunch of new stuff to make.
Like I know!
House of Dow? Oh, man, that guy is awesome. His stuff is beautiful. You know, people are like, what the hell are they talking about? Second Life, you know, Ginger and I are Second Life.
Does it fit the Toddly Deuce?
He doesn't have any Toddly Do stuff, but through him, I found somebody else that makes Toddly Do stuff, and her stuff is very, very nice. Actually, you're going to try on a dress for me later. Very, very nice and cheap. Like the little dress that I was making. It cost me $2.50 for the little dress that she had, and I can come up with at least 7 or 8 different kind of dresses from that one dress. It's a little, you know, regular little shift dress. It's got a little underskirt thing, and cute underpants is already made into it. So cute. But that was $250, but and I think the shoes were like $250 or $150 or something like that. So when I get to we get off the show, I'll get you a link.
You don't have to because
go through the back, back door. All up in the back door. Anyway,
I've not seen those and I would love those.
Yes, she makes shirts. She had you know what? You have one of her dresses. I think you just skipped over looking. One of the dresses that you just made came from that girl, unless she bought them and she's reselling them illegally, in which case I said buy them quick before the other person notices.
I'm going to have to see because I don't know who you're talking about. I saw one chick that was selling stuff for cheap, but it didn't look so good. So I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, you gotta look around. Okay, we got some looking to do after the show. Anyway, that is not why they came here. Ooh, let the East
Rebegin.
Okay, I gotta do this one first. I gotta.
All right, you do that because I am working
on. I already teased them.
Okay.
Hey, so you saw our teaser post on Twitter about Blizzard and the Titan thing, and you were like, "What the hell is she talking about?" Well, Blizzard's working on a new game called Titan.
Ta-da!
Ta-da!
See, there you go, Corey. I finished. Look, it's sparkly.
Where? Wait. Where? I don't see nothing. Where am I looking? Oh, on our Twitch?
Yep.
I don't see nothing.
You should see it.
I see live flashing on and off. Okay, zoom in so I can see. I can see you. Oh, wait. Closer.
I'm working on it.
Are you a kid or a baby?
A baby.
Do you have the kitty avatar? I'm going to need you to have a kid.
I don't have a kid one.
Give one so you can try my dress. Actually, I think I have one. I wonder if I can give that to you. Zoom in some on the bottom. Let me see.
I'm trying. It's laggy.
Joe says he doesn't see anything either. Y'all, that's baby Ginger right there. Oh, those shoes are just priceless and heavy.
Whoop, I just went into the ground.
I saw enough. I see you stand on your one leg. Ginger, what's with that hair, man? That is not you.
No, it's not. No, it's not me at all, but it's what I got on this. This is not my usual avatar.
That looks like a messy child who put gum in their own hair or something. I don't know if I like that. Anyway, while she's doing that, you can keep watching. So sources have told our friends over at VentureBeat that Blizzard has reduced the team working on its new MMO Titan. The team has reportedly been cut from a former total of 100 developers, with 70 team members being reassigned to other projects. Titan was, of course, expected to debut next year, but Blizzard has now gone back to the drawing board on the game with the core team of 30 developers. The reset.
That's never good when you go back to the drawing board after you've announced it for like 2 years.
You know what? I will take that rather than getting a buggy, horrible game because, you know, I'm sure they learned their lesson with Diablo. Don't give us any messed up beep. The reset pushes the date, unfortunately, guys, to 2016 at the earliest, but they've never really given a release date. Code name or planned title for Titan, although it was confirmed that developers are working on something new. The game has been rumored and hinted at as far back as 2007. We've been waiting on this game since then. Now, there's an update to this story just posted by Games Industry International that says, Blizzard said, we've already always had a highly iterative development process, and the unannounced MMO is no exception. They also told Polygon in a statement that they've come to a point where they need to make some large decisions and technology changes to the game, and they're using this particular opportunity to shift some of their resources to assist with other projects while the core team adapts their technology and tools to accommodate the new changes.
In other words, we screwed up. It was horrible. Our bad.
We're going to fix it before you even see it.
I don't know if they're going to be able to. We'll see. I'm sorry. I've just shoved food in my mouth, so.
That's how we like you, with things in your mouth.
Woohoo! All right.
Do it.
So, Xbox One, more failure.
Failure. Come on, Xbox.
Xbox One will be region locked. We're not really all that surprised. Well, it shouldn't come as any surprise. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com. Xbox One ships later this year, and it's going to be region-locked.
I'm rolling my eyes.
I'm shocked, because apparently the last two consoles were also region-locked. If you didn't know what that means, it means you can't play a game sold in Japan on an Xbox One system sold in any other region. And I think, people bear with me, I think this is going to be because, like, Russia and Germany and different places have different copyrights laws, all this fun stuff that we don't have, or we've got stricter ones more or less going on right now. We're dealing with them spying on us, and I want to say it's Russia who's all like, don't think so.
Well, that and, you know, some of their, I don't know about now, I remember the original Xbox, some of their games wouldn't play or it would do damage to your Xbox, but I would think all these years later they would have fixed that.
You would think. I don't know. Oh, it's going to be locked down. Good morning, Horace. Good morning, Jay. Good morning,
locked,
Joe.
Locked.
And Jay, that picture is, yeah.
It's the Wayne Wayne picture that he has up on Facebook.
No, the one where he linked it on Twitter, and it's Keyshawn Johnson is going to get you at Justin Bieber.
What happened there? I missed that story yesterday.
Apparently, Justin Bieber was driving around like an idiot, going entirely too fast through the neighborhood, while Keyshawn Johnson was outside playing with his kids.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Keyshawn Johnson chased him down to his house, and Bieber ran into his house like a scared little boy. Because, you know, Keyshawn Johnson was about to stomp him a new mud hole.
Oh, I can't say this. I blame him, dude.
No, Kitty, you do not. I understand you're a superstar and all this fun stuff, but people, don't be stupid. There are kids out there.
That's not superstar. That's young and stupid. You know, people around that age do not think about somebody's kid till they kill one. Mm-hmm. All right, more Xbox One news, as if you didn't have enough and you are already gagging. Remember this, and this is one of the only things they showed us that I think would actually be good. Zumba Fitness series is going to be revived when they release Xbox One, and I think
I saw that. I posted something yesterday about that.
Yeah, you remember Zumba Fitness from its mega-selling initial incarnation, which dominated the UK games charts during the summer of 2011.
Corey telling us that it will kill you.
Yes, it will kill you. It is no joke. Zumba is no joke. Woo! It held the UK all formats chart top spot for a gut-busting 10 consecutive weeks in 13 weeks overall, and a feature yet to be matched since. The only one I think comes close is probably FIFA.
I was going to say, it's the FIFA of the exercise gaming world.
And there you have it. Oh, wait a minute. I got a video to go with this. Ha ha! I do. I have a video. So I can pop to Ginger. Ginger, what are you eating, and why don't I have any? It's almost like as soon as you said you were eating, I started smelling everything I ever wanted to eat. I hate when people do that.
You don't want to know. It's so good.
You ain't right. Okay, so the game ended up selling 5 million. You're evil. 5 million copies, while its hastily released sequel, Zumba Fitness 2, shifted another million. Now it's unclear how well subsequent releases Zumba Fitness Core and Zumba Fitness Rush sold. World Party is being developed by Zoe Mode, the British developer that helped out on the iToy, Play, and SingStar franchises, and also created the fun charity funding puzzler Chime. You can expect some new songs, dance styles, and 14-inch celebrity. Instructors, including Beto, Gina Grant, Cass Martin, Melissa Cheese, Heidi Torres, and Loretta Bates. Wow. So I think this one, if anybody buys Xbox One, will do extremely well because, you know, they've changed the bone edge and the Kinect. But that's if you can get somebody to buy it. I think World Party there, you might want to go and look at the PlayStation 4 and probably back at the Wii U just to be on the safe side.
Ooh, yeah, and get some more life insurance because, oh my God.
Yes, because you are not. Ooh, did you ever get to play the Zumba?
No. But I'm thinking I may want it, so.
Man, I am telling you people out there, you're all like, I play Dance Central. Dance Central cannot hold Zumba's bra strap. I'm serious. Just... make sure you are well rested and you have eaten before you play.
Yeah, I mean that stuff looks like it is vicious.
And the demo, they give you a little 2-minute song. You think I can dance for 2 minutes? Yeah, I've danced for 2 minutes in a club setting. I've danced for like 5 hours straight in a club, but that's different because you're kind of, you know, the songs you don't like, you kind of slow down and, you know, do side step. But we're talking about 2 minutes straight of that whole hip thing that you see Latin women. Oh my God, no.
I know, that hip thing, that's why they got some gorgeous hips and abs, man.
Baby Nash is just like, turn it off, stop.
No, turn it off. All right.
But no more Zumba. Carry it on.
That's why I'm scared of it. Video games, the movie. Yay, video games movie breaks funding target and announces stretch goals. That's right. Media Juice Studios announced today that the Kickstarter campaign for its indie documentary film Video Games, the Movie, has eclipsed its funding goal. It'll be able to complete post-production before its planned theatrical release. That's hot. Media Juice reached its initial Kickstarter goal of $60,000 in less than 2 weeks, and the money raised will be used to fund post-production on the film to include editing, a musical score, motion graphics, and the acquisition of licensed archival clips. That's awesome. So far, they are at $70,562. They've got 19 days to go. Wow, that's hot.
Fantastical.
Keith Robinson, do something with that hair. In addition to securing funds, Media Juice has announced several new stretch goals, including if they break $80,000, a celebrity voice over narration, $100,000, purchasing rights to use popular songs in the film, and $120,000, a musical score created by a famous band and or composer. That's awesome. Video games movie is about an industry that I grew up with and love, the video game industry. We want people to gain an understanding of our industry, and we want to dispel many of the outlandish fallacies that currently plague it, says Jeremy Sneed, who is the director of Video Games Movie. He's also the president of Media Juice Studios. The crowdfunding route allows us to go out to a community of like-minded people who are as passionate about this industry as we are. We are eternally grateful to them for helping to bring this movie to the silver screen. Thank you. You know what? No, thank you for making this, because I can't wait to watch it, honestly. This sounds like it's going to be quite interesting.
Oh. I got something that just came up into my mailbox. Give me a minute.
What you got?
Oh, I love. Okay, they didn't send any video, but I'd be so excited. I'm going to go give us a video anyway so I can tell you about it. Why are they being so difficult? Why are you in the works?
I know, right? It does look really, really neat. I think I want to see this.
Oh, did you get you got what I got?
No. I'm still watching the video here.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna give you this, Ginger, so you can show them why I tell them it just popped into my mailbox like literally seconds ago. I'm very excited. Because this is going to be my new boyfriend, by the way, this new guy from this game.
Yeah, I will pop it up.
Yeah, this is my new boyfriend. So, according to Calypso, I'm so happy you redid this stuff you sent us, because that was getting on my nerves. That alarm clock business was getting on my flipping nerves. Okay, anyway, so people are like, what are you talking about? Ginger will know. All right, so it's getting pretty dark this summer. Don't blame it on the weather gods. It's Eric Bane, my new boyfriend. It's his fault. As he
Eric
copes.
Bane.
Eric, that is a sexy hero's name if I ever heard one. Eric, I like it. He is coping with his new life as a vampire in upcoming stealth action game Dark. Unfortunately, not all his fellow creatures of the night are particularly well-disposed towards him, nor are the armies of vampire hunters that make an appearance throughout this third-person stealth action game coming to your Xbox 360 video game system and for your Microsoft Windows PC.
Oh, yeah, we've shown this.
Yes, we have.
This is awesome.
Yes, it's going to be coming this summer, so you don't have much longer to wait. Again, in the dark, you play as newly turned vampire Eric Bane as he searches for his creator, battles foes both living and undead, and uncovers a sinister conspiracy that could plunge the world into eternal night. Get ready. Y'all ready for this date? Y'all ready for this release date?
Mm-hmm. What's the date? What's the date?
June 28th. Retail version for PC and Xbox 360 will hit. Well, no, it'll be available for online distribution. I'm sorry. So if you have Steam, you can get it June 28th. Otherwise, if you're going to go out and buy yourself a hard copy, July 9th. Nice.
Yay!
And go ahead and pre-order you a copy at Best Buy, GameStop, or online at Amazon.com. And
ooh, what the hell is that big thing?
And I will add, hopefully today, if we can get GameStop, I'm waiting to hear back from you. If you can, you might be able to order via GameStop via our site, which would be very nice of you. We might be inclined to give you something sweet to go along with it. Just maybe. Wait and hear back from them today, GameStop. We love to hate you. If you don't do it, I'm going to go to Best Buy. Hey, if they don't work with me, I got Best Buy and Amazon. That's how we roll.
No kidding, right?
Mm-hmm. Work
this
it
thing
out.
Does look awesome, though.
I cannot wait to get my little grubby fingers on this. I've been bitching about having a vampire game for years. Nobody touches that genre properly. I don't need it to always be set in the 1800s. And that's one of the reasons why I love the Vampire the Masquerade game. It starts then, but it brings you all the way up to, you know, present times.
Yeah.
That's the only game I've seen that does it. So this one is going to be real nice to have it new. And I'm assuming he's going to need blood. I need a blood frenzy thing. I need to, you know, the heartbeat, the screen red, you know, and I got to bite somebody. And then I'm trying to run and try not to get caught. And the sun's coming up. Oh, it's hot. I'm sorry.
That is very, 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 very hot.
He's saying so much bitching. This is why you come and listen to the show. And Jay, no, that was... Talk to Ginger about Blood Rain. You talk to the Ginger about Blood Rain. He says you didn't enjoy the grace or appreciate the
game. Well, Blood Rain was a fun game, if you didn't mind that I had blisters on my thumbs afterwards. But it was all right, except for, you know, that it was all about sexy Blood Rain. She's so hot. She's so sexy. And that was, like, the worst pixelated game ever. You couldn't see anything. I was like, what the hell are you talking about, sexy? You can't even see her.
Well, the other Blood Rains were horrible. I'm sorry. I did not enjoy them. The controls were way worse because I talk about how the controls for Wet were not so great, but I liked the gameplay. I couldn't even get around the gameplay wasn't good in Blood Rain when the 3D version that Ginger didn't get to play that came out years ago. I didn't even like that. I never understood what the hell was going on other than she was running across stuff real fast and wearing tight corsets and holding scythes in her hand. I really don't remember anything else about it. Nothing about it stood out to me. Whereas Wet, controls are bad, but I love the music. I love the crazy over-the-top action. We're sliding across the floor. We're flipping around. We got our samurai sword, and I'm jumping on car hoods, and this type of stuff I like. That's what I want to do.
Yep. Yeah. All right, so this next story is distasteful. I'm just going to warn you ahead of time. GamePolitics.com has it up this morning. Todd Akin's legitimate rape comments. Anybody remember those? Inspires a pinball game.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm so serious. All right, so during the last election cycle, we remember senatorial candidate Todd Akin stuck his big old ignorant foot in his mouth, and he said something so completely stupid that it caught the attention of people around the world. He used the term legitimate rape and that the female body has ways to shut that whole thing down. all right, so anyways.
Tell me he never procreated. Please tell me he did.
God, I hope not. Obviously, these amazing comments related to abortion cost him the Senate race in Missouri, thank God, and made him the laughingstock of the entire political class. Well, they've taken his legitimate rape comments, and apparently they've inspired a bizarre pinball game that shows how a woman's body might shut the whole thing down. The pinball game is a creation of French artist Marie Busson, who has named the simple game La Femme Flipper in response to Todd Akin. All right. Anyways, so they're assuming that the ball represents the rapist and that the flippers represent the mechanisms by which a female body shuts the whole thing down.
How tasteless and tacky.
Totally tasteless and tacky. And I'm looking at the picture, and it's kind of made like a woman's pelvic area down.
And can you put it up? Well, you know, it's daytime. I forget you guys at work.
It's too small. It's too small, really. But I'm gonna go ahead and drop the link so y'all can check it if y'all want to. Check that out. There, put it in Twitch. I'm also gonna put it over here for Corey. So if y'all want to look at it, you can see what it is. I mean, because like it's got two flippers. But anyways, yeah. So most
really
disgusting. Not funny thing ever.
French artist Marie Busson. Marie, really?
And it's a girl. It's a girl.
Marie, you don't run the world.
No. All right, well, video games, that one's short. Can I do another one?
Yes, and then I have to make Joe go all in the high register after you do that. Because I got him last night. I'm going to get him again today. Joe, it's on.
Video games aren't always, you know, stupid, pointless, tacky things. No, sometimes they're actually for good. Mighty Brace highlights the importance of good oral hygiene. The main job description of an orthodontist is to strengthen teeth, align bites, and generally straighten teeth. One of the core issues they've had trouble addressing is oral hygiene among patients with braces. Well, a new suite of tools called Mighty Brace hopes to help. The suite, which was created with the help of fellow orthodontists, combines an iOS app and a web presence with a fun game-like activities, education, and more. Mighty Brace is described as a HIPAA-compliant smartphone app and suite of software products for the orthodontic industry offering patients oral hygiene techniques and dietary guidelines using interactive videos, gameplay, and opportunities for rewards. The goal of Mighty Brace is to educate and motivate young patients. It also allows orthodontists to monitor patients' home care remotely. Smart dental hygiene needs to be a lifestyle choice, and the best way to help our children follow through with this decision successfully is to integrate oral care with a digital solution like Mighty Brace, which speaks the same language as today's generation. Really? Anyways, this is coming from Mighty Brace creator Dr. David Heim. Instead of fighting tooth and nail for patient compliance, both professionals and parents now have an ally through Mighty Brace. The app is free to patients, but the pro version for orthodontists costs $499. Obviously, the pro version offers tools that orthodontists can use to engage patients and keep tabs on their progress while wearing braces. All right, so you want to check this out? You can check it out over at mightybrace.com.
It's interesting.
I don't know if an app would encourage children to brush their teeth and take care of their braces better, but...
Well... It might. I don't know how fun it is. I'll put it that way. I think
that thing's not actually got like a toothbrush attached to it. I mean, your kid could just, you know, play whatever little game it is and then set the thing back down and be all like, all right, I'm done, and not actually do it.
Damn, Jay. He said it would never sell in West Virginia. just as his fighting words, he has all his teeth. I'll back out of that argument because I could jump in there and just be like, yeah.
Hands in the air. I had nothing to do with
it. I'm backing away too. All right. Joe, let me send you up in the high register. Available today, the amusement park content from The Sims or from SimCity. Will allow you to customize and build your own theme park. Has 9 rides, 3 entry gates, and 5 concession stands. Players will have to master the art of fun as they find their way. Is to find the right way to bring in tourists. Tourist sims make them happy and keep them in their cities longer. Players can create a park that elicits memories from yore with classic-themed rides or set their sims on an adventure with thrill-seeking rides. Content includes Ferris wheels, roller coasters, go-kart tracks, and more. It was released in last week's Update 4.0. The new free map, Edgewater Bay, offers players a stunning backdrop to plan out your theme park. Along with the new content, there are 5 new missions to play through and will offer new gameplay for those players who want to master the tourism city specialization. Players will need to... In the chat room, they're going off. If you don't sit in our chat room during the news, you are missing out on some crazy conversations. But hey! Hey, quit talking about Alabama. That's where my people are from. Players will need to learn the tricks of the trade for getting the most tourists into their park and spending money. Place that roller coaster and watch The Sims line up. The amusement park content is a digital download, and as an early mayoral special, will retail for only $7.99. For more information to purchase the content, you can go over to store.origin.com and get yourself a copy. Horace, I will cut you shallow in the back. And I will have bleach and lemon juice on hand for right after the cut. Just saying. All right.
She's going to cut you. She's going to cut you. It's not going to be good.
She'll like it.
All right. So, oh, my God. I can't believe this is happening. Worst idea ever. Yeah, totally worst idea ever. Fighting copyright infringement with malware and rootkits.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about a little bit about that yesterday. Do tell. Have they updated that story?
Yeah, they have.
Oh, jeez.
If rights holders have their way, they would have the ability to install rootkits and deploy malware. That would include ransomware, restricted access to your computer until you pay them a fee, onto the computer systems of hackers and illegal file downloaders in order to fight piracy and cyber attacks. This sounds a lot way, way, way over the top. But these are some of the crazy ideas presented in a new report by the Commission on Theft of American Intellectual Property. Given the ability of rights holders to actually identify when a person downloads a file illegally, the idea of installing malware on PCs suspected of ill behavior seems like the worst idea ever. All right, so from the report, additionally, software can be written that will allow only authorized users to open files containing valuable information. If an unauthorized person accesses the information, a range of actions might then occur. For example, the file could be rendered inaccessible and the unauthorized user's computer could be locked down with instructions on how to contact law enforcement to get the passwords needed to unlock the account. Such measures do not violate existing laws on the use of the Internet, yet they serve to blunt attacks and stabilize a cyber incident to provide both time and evidence for law enforcement to become involved. To deal with cybersecurity threats, the group proposes allowing those attacked by hackers to attack back.
Okay, that I might like.
While not currently permitted under the U.S. law, there are increasingly calls for creating a more permissive environment for active network defense that allows companies not only to stabilize the situation, but to take further steps, including actively retrieving stolen information, altering it within the intruder's network, or even destroying information within an unauthorized network. Additional measures go further, including photographing the hacker using his own system's camera, implementing malware in the hacker's network, or even physically disabling or destroying the hacker's own computer or network. No. All right, let me back up, people. No. Oh, hell no. All right, the second one sounds like a good idea, but no. There are too many ways for people to hide themselves to make it look like somebody else did it. No. Mm-hmm. The first time my computer gets shut down because of what my neighbor or somebody else did, oh, hell no. No.
Yep.
No. And this whole malware crap, No, I could totally see, using HBO Go or something, and something happens, lag, something. God knows, because these systems are never 100%. And suddenly my computer gets shut down where I can't do my schoolwork or work or anything else? Somebody over at HBO Go would end up with a knife between their eyes. No.
Y'all done messed up.
No, can you not F with my computer? Mm-mm.
Y'all done messed up. Ginger is threatening HBO Go, and she actually likes them.
I do, but mm-mm.
All right, so I got this in the mail last night. I'm really not sure what they're trying to tell us, Spicy Horse, but they are hiring if you need a job and you live in Shanghai, just so you know. But they threw that in there, too. I don't know why. Anyway, they're asking a question of you. Do you want Dorothy or Alice? Now, they said they're at Spicy Horse, say they want to do both, O-Zombie and Alice Otherlands, but the costs and resources are not available to them. So how do they choose? They said it comes back to their negotiations with EA for a licensing agreement to produce a new Alice title. They said should they reach an agreement, then come July, it's full steam ahead on a Kickstarter for Alice. If they cannot, to Oz with Dorothy they shall go. Just which game will be Kickstarted will be announced the day the Kickstarter begins. They also have, I don't know why they're doing this. It seems to me like you don't need EA at all. Why don't you just go over to Steam? I'm just trying to figure it out. Thank you, Spicy Horse. I'm really not sure the purpose of the lovely press release, but thank you for thinking of us there, Spicy Horse. Did you understand any of that that I just said?
No, not really.
The screenshots are beautiful. And I did give them some Facebook love. If you want to go and check out the screenshots, Yeah, the proposed third installment for Alice Otherlands. The artwork is absolutely breathtaking. I don't remember Alice having dark hair, though. Wasn't Alice a blonde? But she's black hair, and it works for her. She kind of got a Snow White Alice thing going on there. I'm going to need y'all to stop showing me these dresses, Living Social. Y'all know I have a penchant for dresses. Making them, buying them.
That's so cute. Yeah.
Are they getting you two there on the side? Why did they do that?
No, thankfully no.
Oh, stop!
All right, so go.com launches open beta test for third-person shooter Tata Blitz. And I'm
freaking out. I was trying to avoid that one because I didn't want to say Tata Blitz.
Yeah. All right, so unleash today the open beta test for their new and exciting free-to-play browser-based 2D third-person shooter Tata Blitz. Yay for Tatas! With a lively and comical cartoon style. Hell yeah. Yay! With a lively and comical cartoon style and featuring a variety of interesting maps, characters, weapons, and quirky background stories that will leave players in stitches. Tata Blitz is ready to storm onto the international stage. Beginning today and running until June 30th, players will be able to register for an open beta account and begin playing Tata Blitz from any computer. All they need is a browser. Hopefully not Internet Explorer, people just saying. During the OBT, players will receive daily online gift packs. The longer you stay connected, the more gifts you will receive. New equipment has also been added to the shop, including extra guns and costumes that are now available. All items in the shop are now arranged by grade quality. Also added for the OBT is the new refinement system, which upgrades your current equipment to be more powerful. The highest upgrade color still remains a secret. Who will discover it and be the first to post a screenshot to forums? New random events during battle maps have also been added, such as traps and buffs. Use these wisely to secure victory for your team. And finally, the music and audio can be now controlled individually within the game. You couldn't do that before? Anyways, several events kicked off today and will run until June 30th. This includes the newbie training event, which rewards players based on what military rank they achieve, up to rank 24. The Save the World events, where players are challenged to defeat the hard mode of several bosses and post their victory screenshots in the forums for amazing prizes. And the GM Party event, where players will find themselves randomly paired with or against a Tata Blitz GM while in deathmatch PvP.
And then the stop with the Tata.
I know, right? Those who are lucky enough to find a GM, win or lose, will receive some very cool prizes. Yay! And finally, to prevent the Doomsday Envoy from spreading misfortune any further, Captain Max has assembled the Tata Blitz team, including Instructor Steve, Dr. Lee, and weapons researcher Maggie, and you, alongside other members, to take on the responsibility of saving the world. So, yay for Tata Blitz! Check it out over at TataBlitz.com.
And shake them if you got them. Shake them if you got them.
Yay, Tata Blitz!
Hands up in the air like you're riding a roller coaster. Shake them if you got them. That's my new song. Somebody go ahead and do that. All right. PlayStation 4 is already coming out swinging. Oh, my God. According to an unnamed Sony developer, the company has mandated Vita Remote Play for all the games coming to its new PlayStation 4 console. According to... Oh, stop texting me during the show. Have we not discussed this, people? Okay. So I have to check because sometimes it's baby Natrix. Which she's not supposed to be doing at school, but she does. According to an unnamed source, Remote Vita Play, the news came via a report from Digital Foundry, which described its source as a trusted PlayStation 4 developer source with a proven track record for accuracy. The developer has said all upcoming PlayStation 4 games are required to work with PlayStation Vita's Remote Play function and is only exempt if the game requires the use of the PS4i. Now, in theory, the new rules for publishers will mean games like Killzone, Shadowfall, Ubisoft's Watch Dogs, and Blizzard's Diablo will all support play on the Vita, which will castanets. Remote play is not a new concept for Sony, but the PlayStation 4 has hardware tailored specifically for the feature, as opposed to the PS3, which used software video encoding. They already came out swinging. That means you don't have to get rid of your PlayStation Vita. There's no new Vita coming. And even if it does, the one that you have is still going to support the remote play. And for those of you who don't know what that is, that means you are in the middle of playing you some Killzone. The game is getting good. You got to go. And you don't have to be the one to drive the car. You're rolling with your friends. You just walk out of the house with your Vita in your hand and get right in the car and keep right on playing from wherever you are. And I always thought that was sexy. So, PlayStation already came out swinging, and that's just a little tidbit. I can't wait to see what they're going to do at E3, because what is it they took the little dig at Microsoft? What was it they said last week?
I don't remember.
It was so juicy. Oh, I wish I could remember what it was. I'll find it during the show and tell y'all what they said.
Yay! All right, so... Oh, my God. Microsoft attempts to obtain Xbox One domains.
Stop.
Yeah. Seriously, who the hell is working over there, Microsoft? When Microsoft made its Xbox One public last week, it apparently hadn't been able to secure the domain names associated with its fancy new console. Now it has filed a complaint with the National Arbitration Forum in the hopes of getting the names XboxOne.com and XboxOne.net. Microsoft likely didn't pursue the holders of these domains for fear of revealing the name of the console. It had a decent job of keeping it secret too soon. With the big reveal out of the way, the company will try to lock down these domains. It probably won't have too much trouble accomplishing this. Both are owned by someone in the UK, and both are parked via GoDaddy as of this writing. XboxOne.com used to be an Xbox fan site. Wow. All I gotta say is, how could you name your next one Xbox One and you don't have the domain? What's wrong with you?
Oh, how I wish I owned.
I know.
Wish I owned that domain every day.
I know. And from what I was reading, they weren't even nabbed up until like a day or two before the release of the Xbox One.
Mm-mm.
So you guys had plenty of time to snatch them up some way, somehow, and you didn't do it. So anyways, all right, so Microsoft, can I do another one?
Go right on ahead. What's wrong?
Microsoft's trying to change our opinion. They're trying. They're failing, but they're trying. Microsoft boasts about the power of cloud computing on Xbox One.
Why do I want...
I don't know. While there's been much debate about how effectively Microsoft can put certain functions of Xbox One games on the cloud, Xbox One will support cloud technology, according to another website. Xbox Incubation, and prototyping group manager Jeff Henshaw says that the cloud will provide developers with the CPU and storage equivalent of three extra consoles. It's quite a lofty claim, and one Microsoft might regret later down the road if the console has technical troubles at launch, which you know it's going to. He goes on to claim that this will allow developers to create larger, persistent worlds for Xbox One users. We're provisioning for developers for every physical Xbox One we build. We're provisioning the CPU and storage equivalent of three Xbox Ones on the cloud. We're doing that flat out so that any game developer can assume that there's roughly three times the resources immediately available to their game, so they can build bigger, persistent levels that are more inclusive for players. Another story quotes Xbox Australia spokesperson Adam Pollington, claiming that the Xbox One would be 40 times greater than the Xbox 360 in terms of processing capabilities when using the cloud. Xbox One is 10 times more powerful than the Xbox 360, so we're effectively 40 times greater than the Xbox 360 in terms of processing capabilities. If you look to the cloud as something that is no doubt going to evolve and grow over time, it really spells out that there's no limit to where the processing power of the Xbox One can go. But it does mean that you're going to have to be online all the time to play your games if everything is saved to the effing cloud. I'm not a fan of this. Can you tell? I'm not a fan of this.
I like the cloud that I have now, where it adds, it adds extra space to what I have. That's the only reason I like the cloud. The rest of it they can keep. I don't need my always on. I don't need any cloud computing. I don't understand where they're getting this from. Did they do any focus groups and talk to the gamers and say, what do you want? And if they did, I need to speak to those gamers up close and personal, fist to face.
Busy over there snorting crack or something.
I don't know what's going on. I don't understand where any of this comes from. The biggest thing that gamers have loved about our community in dealing with the developers is that they usually come to us and ask us what we want, and they say, okay, we can do this, 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 and this. We can't do this. This is not possible. And we're like, cool. You know, it's a negotiation. Cool. We don't need that then. Let's do this, and then we're fine. But so who came up with all these ideas? Is this new guy, that Ballmer? You got to go. You need to just quit. Just quit. Just leave.
Exactly.
Leave. We don't want you. All right. HBO, Amazon TV is coming for you. Oh, my God. They've done a couple things today. They created their own unified login system, kind of like what Facebook has, you know, where you go somewhere and they say log in with your Facebook. Yeah. So now you can log in with your Amazon. And Corey is crazy and just closed up her story. Give me just a minute. I actually have to scroll this time. So they did that. And then they are also planning on developing 5 of its original TV show pilots into full series. Okay? So back in April, Amazon released pilots for 14 original shows that it had commissioned, which were a mix of comedies and children's programming. The company allowed anyone to view the shows as well as rate them. Initially, it seemed that most of the shows were hits, with pilot episodes accounting for 8 of the top 10 most watched shows on its Prime Instant Video streaming service and obtained 4 to 5 stars among their customers. Based on the overall feedback, Amazon has ordered an entire series of political comedies starring John Goodman for Alpha House. It's a Silicon Valley startup comedy. Silicon Valley startup comedy Betas, which I've heard a lot about. I actually wanted to watch that. Also, robot-filled kids show Antibots, animated series Creative Galaxy, and children's show Tumbleleaf. And while you don't know if any of the new shows are actually good, I have heard some things. I've heard that they're actually good. Amazon's process of letting consumers view the pilots did prevent at least one series from ever seeing the light of day. And I knew this was going to happen. The made-for-TV adaptation of the hit movie Zombieland was nearly universally reviled by fans, causing Amazon to pass on it. We said that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I saw the trailer, I said, none of these actors embody the characters that they're playing. Not one. I couldn't look at them and say, okay, that's definitely, you know, Tallahassee. That's definitely, yeah. I was like, who's supposed to be who? Other pilots that didn't get picked up include Dark Minions, Onion News Network, Supernatural, Those Who Can't, Positively.
Onion News.
Yeah, Onion News has been around floating in the ether for some years.
Wait, Supernatural?
I don't think it's the same Supernatural.
Okay.
Those who can't, positively, positively, Sarah solves it. And tiny, teeny tiny dogs. Yeah. Okay, so as for
that
the...
That was a show...
Yeah. As for the approved list of shows, Amazon plans to produce 12 episodes of Alpha House first with a tentative debut in November. I'm saying HBO, you all need to jump on board. And Netflix has a show that is actually making me contemplate getting a network, a Netflix thing. It's some kind of supernatural drama thing that they were advertising really heavily during Supernatural. And I watched the trailer, and I was like, that looks good. When is that show coming on? I want to see that. And they were like, only on Netflix. I was like, oh, damn! Now I got to get Netflix. Now I got to get Netflix. Damn it! Yeah, so some of these companies are getting smart. You're moving your shows to the internet. I think it's a brilliant idea if you can manage to tie them in. Supernatural is another show that actually does that. They have a web series that involves some of the back characters from stories.
Cool.
Yeah, that's how you do it nowadays. You got to stay relevant somewhere. Then people will come to see what's on TV, or at least go hunt it down.
Make it relevant.
They will come.
All right. So 100% Indie is delighted to announce the long-awaited release of Hot Sauce Interactive's Catch a Alien. All right, so it's free to play on Samsung apps for Android. Catch a Aliens is a fun, infinite runner game of skill and endurance, with the aim being to clear planets of aliens, featuring three planets, 45 levels, and countless mini challenges. Catch a Aliens provides hours of action-packed entertainment.
Who comes up with the names with these games nowadays?
I don't know. The game has been developed with the help of British comedian Jonathan Ross, ensuring that you'll always be chuckling as you scoop up those pesky aliens. But that's not all. Along with providing his own vocal talents to Catch a Aliens, Jonathan is joined by his good friend Stephen Fry as the character Zub Zub. Oh my god, this could be hilarious. George Backer from Hot Sauce Interactive Catch a Aliens to Samsung apps via the 100% Indie program was a very quick, smooth, and painless process. The 100% team have been very supportive every step of the way. Adding the Samsung in-app purchase system was also a very easy and straightforward process. Yay! All right, so you can download Catch Aliens on Samsung apps over at hotsauceinteractive.co.uk/app/catch-a-aliens.
Catch-a-catch-a-aliens.
I know, it's totally cute. It's totally kind of cute. I don't know what to think about that. It sounds adorable. And I think I kind of want to play it. So I'm going to get it on my phone.
All right. Also, while we got your attention.
It's compatible.
While we have your attention, make sure you go over and check out Ginger's review of Actual Monitors. That's up in our Gaming Daily section. It's a video review.
Yeah. And y'all can see what my monitors are right now.
Yeah, you can see the NASA Space Center that is Ginger's monitors. Very interesting. Review. It's a video, so some of you who can't read, you don't know your letters and numbers, you can listen to it.
I've got the inside of the TARDIS spread across all three screens.
Oh, that'd be sexy. Oh, my God. I may have to touch myself.
Hands above the desk.
Okay. I'm out of control today. I think I'm going to need some help. I'm going to need a patch or something. Shot. Something. All right, and I have no idea. I'm gonna be quiet. All right. Apparently, the news going around is Droid's market share is a joke. That's what it says here in the digital black and white. Android's market share is a joke, and Apple owns the high end of the smartphone market. Android's John Kirk, I'm going to get this out. John Kirk, a recovering attorney.
I was all like, did somebody jump on you? What's going on?
I had to snap, you know. That's what they usually tell people who stutter. Sometimes they get stuck in the stutter to do something to snap yourself out of it. So,
I do that.
Yeah, sometimes you got to do one of those and be like, stop it.
I do. One of those, I get overexcited and, like, it gets stuck in my brain. It's like, oh, okay.
Well, my brain keeps going. The mouth just doesn't move. It's like, wait a minute. I'm trying to catch up. Slow down.
Yeah, exactly.
He says, John Kirk, a recovering attorney, financial advisor, business coach, and investor, and also bakes cookies, wrote an interesting column recently stating that market share in general and Android's market share in particular is not an appropriate measure of success, and that contrary to all popular opinion, Apple is winning the smartphone wars and winning them handily. Now, that's not what you hear from most pundits, industry analysis, I can't even say my favorite word, analysis, or Wall Street investors. And even us here, we tend to jump on the Android bandwagon rather than news is all about how Android has won, how the market share is massively outpacing Apple's, and how Apple has failed by slowing innovation and refusing to release cheaper and more diversified phones. But Kirk says, he spoke with our peoples over at VentureBeat, and he was asked why he said that the share was a joke, and he says, in reference to the old joke that you can lose money on every sale but make it up in volume, most companies in the Android ecosystem are losing money or at best breaking even. HTC, Motorola, and many other smartphone manufacturers are in that boat. VentureBeat, of course, asked, isn't profit a trailing indicator? He says, yes, it is, but the market share isn't necessarily a leading indicator. Profit comes from a combination of market share times margin, and people are completely ignoring margins. What do you think there out in the Twitterverse? Drop by our blog talk page. You can drop by our website. Leave us a comment. Let us know what you think. I think I do think the iPhone is a higher-end phone. I will not dispute that fact. I think it's very much a high-end phone. But I think for most of us who actually want to do something on your phone, it's always going to be Android. You want who what the hell? People, no texting me while I'm working. The Apple's too exclusive. They don't open up their stuff to enough people. Virgin Mobile, just this past year, got an iPhone that you can do pay-as-you-go, because, you know, I'm a big advocate of that, not doing contracts, because I don't think you should. You know, your telephone company doesn't make you sign a contract when you get a home phone, so why should I do it with my cell phone? Just turn it off if I didn't pay the bill. That's how I feel. Quit charging me. So, but they just released one, and it was so expensive. I remember my cousin, she loves iPhones like nobody's business, and she would not get one, and she will usually, you know, do what she's got to do to get an iPhone. And it was like $800 for the phone.
Holy crap. Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you. It is like $800 for this phone to buy iPhone from Virgin Mobile. Then they dropped the price down. It was $500, which is still too much. It's a phone. It's a phone.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, that they're putting out every couple of months. So as soon as you got it, it's already obsolete, and you have to upgrade to a new one. They're not allowing any kind of trade-ins. They don't want you to jailbreak. If you jailbreak it, you can't do that. Well, you can't jailbreak any of them now. It's illegal here in Texas. I'm not spending that kind of money on a gadget. You know, my little Virgin Mobile is, like I said, this little one I'm holding is $66, and Optimus is all kinds of powerful. He does all kinds of stuff I don't even know about. I told you the other day I was scanning stuff for my phone, like a scanner you have for your computer. I have an app that actually does that. I was scanning documents. I was like, this is so flipping cool. So I don't need to spend $500 to have some things that I need on my phone, and then I'm not getting it. Apple, it is a higher-end phone, but it doesn't allow as much freedom, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's where we're coming from. We're not looking at the profit margin. We just want a phone that likes us.
No kidding, right? All right, so hometown story. There we go. Natsumi Inc., a worldwide developer and publisher of family-oriented video games, will have available to play for the first time at the upcoming 3DS title Hometown Story, during the upcoming E3 Expo, who wrote this? Stop it. Announced during E3 2012 as codename Project Happiness, Hometown Story is a different kind of video game developed by the father of Harvest Moon, Corey.
Because I know who Natsumi is. No.
Mm-hmm. Natsumi will be bringing Hometown Story to excited fans in North America, with the Rising Star Games publishing the title in Europe. We're very pleased to have a playable version of our new IP, Hometown Story, at this year's E3. We've been able to see the exciting development process of this game during the past year, and we are now extremely happy with the chance to share the game with everyone. Yay! The recent passing of your grandmother... The recent passing of your grandmother and the shop you inherited has brought you back to your hometown. However, the shop has become run down, and no one wants to even window shop there anymore. Can you turn the shop around and even expand it? or is it destined to stay in the red forever? You won't have to go it alone, though. You'll get help from a magical sprite named Pochika, who will help you get the store back up and running and introduce you to all of the characters who reside in the town. I know, right? The villagers will change and grow throughout the game, and that person who you thought might be up to no good when you first met them just might have a heart of gold. You'll never know what to expect in Hometown Story. Yay! That's, all right, so that's the 3DS. Yes, 3DS eShop titles. Ooh. Includes classics such as Legend and The River King. Alright, so yeah, this is going to be for the 3DS, yes.
Why do they do it to me? Why?
Because you know you want to play it.
I do. I want
to. How cute that is.
It is adorable. See, that's one of those games I would have a lot of fun playing with Baby Natrix. Do you know, we will sit and play games like this, and then we look at the background people when they're doing stuff and go, what is he doing? Why is he doing that? Did you see him? He did blah, blah. He's touching his nose. Why is he doing that? And then,
why is he being so weird?
Yes. That's why we play Wedding Dash so much. It's not because the game is super fun. It's because we like to watch what the programmers, if you got a good programmer, they put some really cool things going on in the background that are just hilarious. People picking their noses and throwing stuff at the bride.
The point is to make Tori
go all up in the high register. That's what that was about. I love it. Okay. Do we have time for another one? I think I got cute. I'm trying to see if they didn't give me any video, so you'll have to look at the screenshots on our website. Big Composer Online and Namco Bandai have gotten rolling with a major Coasterado update. After countless weeks of tinkering and tweaking, their diligent park workers have placed a new version of Coasterado on their server. Among the many improvements or special features that they would like to introduce to you today, it's a completely overhauled game interface. The new interface not only sets a new visual standard, but also improves usability, has some new missions. You can put your skills as park manager to the test in multi-segmented missions. Joe, you down with this one with me? You hear what I'm saying to you there? Let's do this. For those of you who want to get off to a flying start in Coasterado, they've assembled a starter pack that includes a significant discount. On top of that, they'll give you a premium statue free when you order a starter packet. There's some new content, some Inca-setting attractions. It's going to sweep you away to South America in the Inca setting. There's a jungle rope climbing park for adventurers, a water slide, a shop for Inca artifacts, and fitting decorations to your park. Coasterado has something special for bargain hunters. All park managers will have access to attractive daily offers that can be acquired through the special of the day window. The magic wand allows park managers to collect coins instantly without having to wait to collect them from the attractions. Just steal everybody's stuff. Coasterado appeals to fans of roller coasters and sim games and integrates their basic elements into the modern browser game. Yes, this is a browser game. I do not know if it's free to play. I'm trying to get their site to load up, but it's like taking forever to load.
You gotta hate it when that happens.
Yes, I was trying to see if I can grab a video. Oh, I don't know about this one. Sometimes they don't do very well with the simulators when they think they're doing well. Good simulator, I need to be able to zoom all in and see people throwing stuff on the ground. But I do have a screenshot. It's a little too brightly colored for me. Yeah, we can share that before we has to go bye-bye. Joe is drooling, yes. Yeah, because we have to go bye-bye here in about 2 minutes. Yeah, pop that up so we can get Joe drooling. He says, I've not turned back into a tween again. I love simulators. I do.
There you go. Oh, look, that looks like fun.
It does.
Some of those rides look a little bit scary.
It looks a little fun. It's a little too brightly colored for me, which takes away from the realism. I need some realism. And I like to be able to get down close. I think SimCity has spoiled me now for that. I get all up in people's faces while they're walking and watch them and see what they're doing and do mean things to them, like pick them up and throw them, like I do in Black and White. You never played Black and White either, did you?
I did not.
Girl, we got to get you a copy of that one. You're going to love it. The pet in Black and White, I mind. Okay, you have three you can choose, a monkey, a cow, a tiger. If you pick the tiger, almost always, you teach it to be good, it will still eat people. I had mine that was so sweet. He carried this little girl home, you know, to her house. He put her down, and then he looks at me, and he smiles, and he pats her on the head. She goes into the house. He pulled the roof off and reached in and got her. Crunch. And then looked at me like,
nice.
Like, yeah,
nice.
I did. So then I had to beat the hell out of him, but hilarious. That's why I love simulators. Never know what's going to happen.
I'm like, look, mommy.
That's exactly what I thought when he was looking at me. Like, look, mommy, I ate her. That's what you want me to do, right? Walk her home, then eat her? No. It's not what I wanted you to do.
Why would you eat her. You're so mean.
Ah! And I agree, Horace. There's no water there. That's what's missing. I need water in my theme park, like realistic water. Okay. With that being said, it be time for us to go. We will see you
guys. Yo.
Yes, see you guys tomorrow, bright and early. You guys stay out of trouble. And please, as I told you last night, please go over to Plants vs. Zombies and play with Snow before she kills me. She's killing me. Plants vs. Zombies on Facebook. It's actually fun, but she's killing me. She's killing me.
I played like the first level and then I haven't played again, so I guess I need to get back on there.
Oh, she's driving me crazy. She's like, I need more friends. It was a lot of fun. It's a tower defense game. So if you like those, you'll enjoy it.
Yay!